All right, so got a little robot friend in the house, and a cat's not fond of it. Dog's not too happy with it either. Cat's been pretty strange. He don't like catnip, and I was telling my wife the reason why I don't think that he likes the catnip or cares for the catnip is, I might have discussed this at one point, but the little guy ate a lizard one day, and it probably had the same effect on him as when Mike Tyson went and ate a toad in the jungle. It's my dog barking at the robot, and that's the robot knocking shit over. Oh, it's cool. It's pushing an ornament across the floor. Give you like a play-by-play. This is crazy, folks. The ball is right in front of it. Oh, and it just escaped from the robot. Okay. But yeah, like I was saying, the cat doesn't care for catnip. And I think that's because at one point when he was outside, he found a lizard and he ate it. Was tripping balls for about 2 days. I think he had just saw God. So I don't think he gives two shits about catnip. And then he's also, when he comes inside, he wants to just sit up on our, would you call that? Ottoman, shelving, whatever we have the tank for the bearded dragon in, and he just sits there and stares at it, and he's like, I know what you could do for me. And he'll just stare and stare and stare at the lizard, and the lizard will walk up to the tank and fuck with him. It's pretty interesting to watch sometimes. Right now, the cat is wanting to attack the robot, but it's scared. What a pussy.
All right, 2021 almost over. We made it. Flew through another one. Started this podcast in 2021, and they just did the whole Spotify and Anchor Unwrapped. That's where they list out how many different audience members you got, and Baker's Dozen was, all over the place. There was something like 22 countries, which is pretty cool. Cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff, raw stuff. And 22 countries is a pretty good amount, even though some of them are lower listeners in those countries, or maybe those people are using VPNs. And either way, I salute you. And I understand this podcast isn't big, it's not that great yet, but I'm just doing it, putting my thoughts out into the universe, letting future generations of explorers find it on a satellite in the year 5092. When we colonized Mars, and we've moved into the metaverse, and we're living like Wall-E on different planet in our virtual reality. Someone's gonna take off their goggles and they're gonna explore, or even because this is digital, someone's gonna be exploring in their VR headset and find a satellite in the year 5096 or whatever it is I said, and they're gonna stumble upon this and they're gonna upload the whatever satellite they find the stuff on, and they're gonna hear this podcast along with any other podcast that happens to be up on that satellite. So putting it out there for now and whoever, but that's just my thoughts on everything. But yeah, 22 countries, unless you were using a VPN, but That's pretty cool. And then it hit quite a bit of different places. I don't have the whole list, but we got the Great America, top of the percentage wise, like it should be. And then we got Canada and United Kingdom, a lot of white places, I guess. But I'm also been played in South Korea and parts of Africa, and I believe South Africa was one. I know there's a lot of white people there too. White people in South Africa as well, but it's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm only reaching out to white people, but I'm just listing out all the countries that are coming off the top of my head. But Ghana was one. India was listed on there. Surprisingly, I had a China listed on there. So at one point, I was able to get views in China, or people are using that VPN, tunneling it up to China. We are the top leading podcast in North Korea as well as Amish country. So shout out to those folks, those Baker Dozens. And it's been cool, thank you guys for listening. I'm just gonna keep on doing what I'm doing, and I'm just chit-chatting about whatever the hell I want. Maybe some MK Ultra, maybe about psilocybin, maybe about Dr. Seuss. Who the hell knows? It just goes all over the place. And just doing it because I like to do it. And like Nike said, just do it. Unless it's legal. And a lot of their athletes that they sponsor have accusations. So, I mean, maybe Nike should change their slogan, not just do it. Like, ask first and then do it. Do it second, ask first. Could be their new slogan. I want some royalties on that. Ask first, then do it. Nike. I was under the impression that propaganda was illegal or frowned upon. And I thought that that was a reason why, why we might have went to war with certain places, because of them having propaganda through their media, where the media has a narrative that's controlled by either left or right. And you're hearing it a lot on all the media of just their opinions on shit, whenever the media, I thought, was supposed to be facts. And like Ben Shapiro said, facts don't care about your feelings. Same thing as Tom McDonald said, had a song about it. Text message, deal with it. Another one. Yep. Well, it's funny whenever you're listening to a podcast and then you hear that person's text message alarm go off, and you're just like, oh, did I just get a message? And then you realize that the person that you're listening to did not put their phone down on silent. And it kind of throws you off, and it makes you think that it was your phone. Unless the person has a distinctive message like mail, motherfucker. You remember that one from Eurotrip? I used to have that ringtone. Mail, motherfucker. And actually, let me try and silence that real quick. Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Rolling like a big top. Hitting all types of buttons. There you go. Yeah. What was I talking about? I don't know. So this thing's going. We're just trying to, I'm trying to be disciplined and do it as often as I can. And I know it's, really, how hard is it, man? You're just talking into nothing to a satellite in the year 5047. Yeah, I know. So that's on me. But I'm just doing it because I like doing it, talking about random shit, and giving out recommendations on stuff. Don't know. I recently downloaded the Rockfin app and plunged into it for however much the yearly subscription cost. Subscriptions are the new norm, and I actually got to, now that I'm speaking of, I need to log on and cancel one because, I mean, I'm not using the current thing. Put it on pause for 2 weeks and it keeps on showing back up. I need to pause that. But subscriptions are like, you just fucking sign up for a subscription and then you forget that you do it. But like I was saying, I signed up for Rockfin. It's really cool. It's got a bunch of stuff that isn't censored and isn't necessarily allowed on YouTube. And a bunch of the content creators in Rockfin are people who, they're just talking and they're putting thoughts out there that also have some research on it and everything else. It's not just conspiracy, it's not just news and shit like that, but it's a lot of stuff that has been deemed banned by YouTube and banned by other platforms. So check out Rockfin. It's $10 a month. So yeah, check it out. It's got a lot of different really cool stuff. All of Sam Tripoli's stuff is on there. Tony Hinchcliffe has a show on there that is plane crimes, aviation crimes, or aviation mysteries. Like one of the episodes was 9/11. Him and William Montgomery are, I guess you would say, the host of that. It's kind of just like a show that they put up maybe once a month, maybe whenever they have a chance to. But they just go through and they discuss different aviation crimes. Like they did an episode on DB Cooper, which is really interesting. Check out Rockfin. It's cool stuff. And it's a 10-minute rant for now. I don't know what else to talk about. Let me browse through my notes. I got a new phone, so it's a new phone, who dis? I had to log into everything, remember passwords and all that good shit. Re-change around my passwords, but then it's like a I don't have the same one, so I don't have like all the notes and everything. Whenever the old phone decides to turn on, I'll browse through it and see which ones it was that I wanted to talk about. Yeah, check out Rockfin. And I'm currently trying a new mining thing that you can mine from your phone called Pi. They're probably just a Russian bot company stealing data, but or they might be a really good thing that's gonna pop one day, but you just log into it and then it mines the crypto from your phone because that's where we're going. This world's gonna be like Free Guy. Pretty good movie, Ryan Reynolds, check it out. It's like the newest version of Matrix meets Ready Player One meets The Truman Show. And that's how it's gonna be. We're all gonna be characters in a video game. That being said, stock-wise, look at Matterport. They're about $26 right now. I know the stock's really taking a beating here lately. All stocks are, coins are, but I think they're gonna pop back up. Matterport, I do think, is gonna be a rocket that does eventually take off with everything going digital. I mean, all kids I know of have asked for a Oculus this year for Christmas, to where all parents are trying to figure out how the fuck to get our kids this thing so that way they shut up. But the thing with the Oculus is, it's not like you just buy an Xbox and one person has it. Like, you gotta buy each individual fucking thing. So it's different. So, keeping it high and tight. And, you know, really wish I had a studio set up and that I was able to get this out in a more time set manner, but that's life. That's what all the people say. And not quite able to do that yet. So, you know, I'm working 9 to 5, barely getting by. Can't even build a studio in the garage in my spare time. Also, it's the most wonderful time of the year to where you're trying to figure out how much more debt you could acquire. Don't do it. Don't get a bunch of gifts. Don't make yourself go into a hole, okay? Tell them, we ain't doing it. I didn't hear any good commercials about stuff. They're all about certain things. I don't know, just give love. It's cheesy, but yeah, just give the gift of like being like, give a hug and people are going to freak out. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Baby, it's cold outside.